Having a plan for your money is necessary. And if you're ready to eliminate debt, build your savings, spend your money without stress, you are in the right place right here on episode 728 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, where we'll be talking about smart money moves, financial strategies for entrepreneurs. Yes, yes, yes. And we're super excited that we have hanging out with us in the virtual studio is Dr. Tamara Diaz. She's going to be right up right after this quick intro. Don't you move.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello again, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. We are so excited for all of you that are tuning in and checking us out. Listen, if you're listening and watching live, hey there from across the various platforms. If you are checking out the podcast version, thank you so much. Listen, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Certainly those of you that check out the Blog Talk Radio platform, we're excited. Certainly Twitter and YouTube, we are so excited to have you here because the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we're going to be doing just that today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, this segment is brought to you by the Platform Builder Program. We are so excited to be going into season 8, as they started calling themselves, the season 8 cohort of the Platform Builder Program. It is my signature 12-month group coaching program for female entrepreneurs, for leaders who are really looking to work on their marketing, their visibility, and their branding, position their expertise really with a polished visual brand, showcase their intellectual property or transformational story in a book, do more speaking, get more media, all of that. We are open for enrollment. Jump over to platformbuilder.biz, not.com, not.org, platformbuilder.biz. Jump over there and you can learn more and we can have a conversation, jump on Zoom and see if it is a good fit for you. All right. So let me tell you a little bit more about my guest who is waiting to come up to the mic right now. Again, here on episode 728, I am Charvette Mitchell, your host, the founder of Mitchell Productions, and also the host of this show. And you heard that correctly. Yes. Episode 728. Listen, not new to this at all, but certainly true to this. So today's guest, Dr. Tamara Wilkerson Diaz, is an acclaimed executive leader whose innovative work spans across corporate, nonprofit, and K-12 education sectors, emphasizing the critical intersection of learning and economic empowerment. Listen, recognized on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list in 2017 for her transformative leadership, Dr. Diaz is the visionary behind Good Soil Education, a pioneering organization dedicated to nurturing economic wellness and legacy building for future generations. She champions the philosophy that true stewardship of our resources extends beyond mere acquisition to include insightful application, especially in the matters, in financial matters. And so without further ado, coming up to the mic live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, put your hands together. We're excited to have joining us Dr. Tamara Diaz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for that warm welcome, warm introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I am telling you, wow, so many great things going on and just all that you've been able to do and all that you are doing. And so I'd love to go back and give some of our listeners a little bit more background of like, hey, executive leadership in the corporate space, in other spaces, in K-12 education. How did all of that get started for you?
Yeah, so I'm a teacher at heart. I tell everybody that I started out my career as a classroom teacher, loved what I did, loved connecting with students and other educators, both where I taught and then, you know, across the nation. Yeah. And while I was in that, had the opportunity to do several leadership opportunities, serve as a school administrator, and then, you know, attending conferences and being able to present and do workshops and train other educators really kind of shifted me over into the corporate sector, where I then got to do learning and development consulting. I got to train C-suite leaders on how to run their organizations, how to create more inclusive organizations. Mm. And I think the theme across all my experiences has been learning, development, and growth, regardless of the title. And then from there, started leadership development coaching. So I partnered with individuals who were looking to enhance their leadership profile, become a CEO, become a chief financial officer at an organization, and support them. And so really being able to just glean from my own journey, figure out the things that I was missing or realized that I wish I'd had support in. And then from there started coaching people. And that is really what launched me kind of like into my own business. When I fully launched my coaching business in 2018, partnering with leaders, which then of course transitioned to now working in the financial coaching space.
Wow. So when did the money, when did you fall in love with money? What was that movie? And when did you fall in love with hip hop? Like, when did you fall in love with money and wanting to really help in this space, right?
Yeah. So I'll say fortunately, and even in this is a lesson that I share with everybody. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to do just some volunteer work and serve on an economic development committee and didn't have any experience really in money, but I was an educator. And so I knew how to teach people. I knew how to learn a concept and break it down so that people could understand it. And so easily transitioned into that role, never having been an accountant or anybody that really had to do things with finances, but knew how to take concepts and teach people what they needed to know. And that was a solely volunteer trying it out. Somebody said, hey, do you want to do this as like community service? And I said, yes. Then from there, also had some experience just in my life in leading organizations. I've been an executive of an organization. So I've had to do financial oversight, generated and managed well over $1.6 million. In fundraising. And so from there, knew how to bring money in, knew how to manage money, and started to think some of these same concepts are things people can apply to their own lives and to their own journeys. And so over the past couple years, really in trying to navigate finances with my father, who I had started caregiving for, and noticing that in some of these conversations I was having with people, even though I had felt like a lot of money talk and a lot of money concepts maybe were common knowledge, I realized that it wasn't. And I realized that a lot of the things I was learning, people still didn't know. And so I decided that I didn't just want to be a financial coach. I wanted to be somebody that really stressed the importance of applying the things that you hear. Because you can get a coach, you can read a book, but unless you actually do what you're being told, then you won't see the change.
Listen, the process is your teacher. I'm so glad you brought that up. I literally just posted something similar to that concept in my book. I said, once you implement the strategies and jump into the process for your business, your money, whatever, that's when it sticks. The process is your real teacher. Certainly we are trusted guides, but the process is the teacher. And so Good Soil Education, how did you come up with that name?
Yeah, so it comes from the Bible passage in Mark 4:20, in which Jesus is using a parable to teach, and he specifically talks about three types of soil. And so most of us know that passage. We know that, you know, the first type of soil is rocky. And anybody who has any type of planting experience, you know that if you try to plant something in very rocky soil, it is not gonna go very well. Not gonna take root to be able to sprout. And then the second type of soil that he mentioned is soil that had thorns. And so maybe the soil was good, but, you know, by the time it tried to take root, the thorns just sucked up everything. And then you also have soil that is really just hard. So there's nothing that can be done with it. It's not useful. And so the final type of soil that he mentions is good soil. And it's soil that is fertile. It's soil that is ready to receive the seed that is being planted into it. And it can take hold to the seed and actually blossom. And so I decided, what if we all became good soil? What if when it came to our money, we took the goal of being the soil that takes root to the things that are going to make us financially successful?
Ah, so well said. So well said. I might be having some video issues right here. Dr. Tamara, can you still see me?
I can see you. Yes.
Okay, great, great, great. So we will press on. Thank you for those that are coming on in. Hello, Ayana. Thank you for being here. Hello, Carlethia. Thank you for being here. Kim and Deborah, thank you for being here. Certainly my mom is always here and hanging out with us. All right. Wonderful. So, so thank you for that breakdown of good soil and, education. And so this show certainly is geared towards entrepreneurs, small business owners, and the like, and smart money moves. So how do you define like smart money moves? And specifically, what do entrepreneurs need to actually kind of look out for and look after?
So I always say a smart money move is anything that is going to push you further, closer to your goal. Yeah. And for everybody that looks different, which is why I always, anytime I'm working with someone, very rarely do I ever kind of give copy and paste recommendations or advice. I believe that, yes, there's general rules that you can apply, but at the end of the day, the best money moves are going to be the ones that are tailored to you and your success. So that being said, the first thing that I always try to tell people is to have clear financial goals. I think everybody goes into entrepreneurship for a different reason. Everybody starts their business for a different reason. And you need to know why you started your business, and you need to know what you're actually aiming for in business. And so for some entrepreneurs, they want to hit $1 million. For some, it's 500,000. Whatever that is, have a financial goal in mind for yourself. Because I think once you have that financial goal, it helps kind of tailor all the other goals to set you up for success financially. And if you're in, if you're someone who does love to learn and you love to reach out to a coach and you love working with someone, it'll be a lot easier for you to maximize any of your coaching relationships once you have a goal in mind and once you know where you're going. You can help somebody out a lot more when they're specific about what they want to accomplish. So setting those clear goals would definitely be my top number one recommendation.
Oh, so well said. And not that we would call anyone dumb, but smart. Have you seen any, and certainly no past clients at all, but like never. Imaginary, any dumb money moves that you've seen?
I would say for me, honestly, it's going to sound silly, but like the exact opposite. A lot of people, and I quote it, I say it a lot. If you've ever probably listened to my podcast or you've ever been to a training of mine, you will hear me say a quote that my pastor would always say. And it's, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every single time. And a lot of people are aiming at nothing. They are in business, they own businesses, and they have no clue why. They don't know what they just have no idea about what their goals are and what they want for themselves. But they do know, like, oh, I want a website, or I want a photo shoot, or I want somebody to come and do my branding, but you don't actually know why or what you're actually trying to shoot for. And so I think in terms of financial moves, one of the dumbest things you can do is spend money in your business without an actual purpose, without actually knowing why you're doing it and what it's pushing you closer towards.
Ah, so good. I think that's a great cliffhanger to jump into a commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about financial strategies for entrepreneurs with Dr. Tamara Diaz. I'll let you hang out in the virtual studio and we'll bring you back right after this quick commercial break. Thank you again for all those that are here and checking us out on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. As mentioned, this segment is brought to you by the Platform Builder Program, and we're open for enrollment, but I'd love for you to just hear a little bit about some of the clients that we're working with. And here is Dio Greenway. We'll be right back.
So since being in the platform builders, I've had quite a few recent wins. One of them is I've actually assisted my client with publishing her book. So that was a major win for me. The other was launching my fourth book collaboration as a visionary author. So I'm very excited about being able to do that. And then the third one is I am in the very early stages of releasing my podcast, The Change Table. And that's very, very, that's exciting and major for me at the same time, because I know that if I was not in this platform builders program, I would have continued to kind of procrastinate in that space. So that is a big win for me, preparing, just going through the motions to prepare to launch, and not just launch, but be consistent and have a strategy and a plan as it relates to launching my podcast. So those are some wins for me that I'm just very excited about. Also, it felt great to be able to do a brand photo shoot. That's a major win, just to be able to see my brand flourish in a different space, knowing that I am the face and I embody my brand, and doing a brand photo shoot has been absolutely amazing. So the platform builders has facilitated forward movement in all of those spaces in my business, and I'm just super, super excited about everything that's happening in this space.
All right. Thank you so much, Dio Greenway, for that. And again, check out and jump over to platformbuilder.biz. We're open for enrollment for our June cohort. And let's have a conversation, jump on Zoom to see if this is a good fit for you. All right. So let's get back in. Again, welcome to everyone that is popping on in. We see you. Sometimes, you know, the algorithm is a little delayed. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're super excited to be chatting with the Dr. Tamara Diaz. I'm bringing her back up to the virtual mic right now. Smart Money Moves, financial strategies for entrepreneurs. And I know if you know someone that needs this information, you should share this out. And thank you, Carla R. Jenkins, for retweeting on Twitter. All right. I love that. Having a plan, having an aim, shooting at something, because if you don't shoot at anything, then you're gonna hit that target every single time.
Yeah.
And so what are some other financial strategies that you would offer to entrepreneurs?
So the biggest one, it was shared with me, I know a lot of coaches share it immediately, and that is to make sure you are separating your business and personal finances. Yes. You should absolutely have a business account. And I would recommend you do this before you get the website. And before you do the photo shoot,
absolutely.
The minute you decide to start a business, get a business bank account so that you can start tracking what you're bringing in. And I know that a lot of people might think, well, that doesn't matter unless I'm bringing in, you know, $50,000 or $100,000. You know, I have to hit a certain amount. But one of the things, and Charvette, I know you've mentioned this too, is you're not just keeping a bank account to hold money. Like, that's important, but it's also a record of how your business is doing. Yeah. So when grant opportunities come along, when funding opportunities come along, they will ask you, let's see your bank statements. Let's see how much money you're bringing in. Even for new businesses where they may say, you know, we're looking for businesses that make less than $100,000. They still need proof of what you have. And you don't want to be scrambling trying to figure out, well, my money comes into my personal account and trying to, you know, figure out how that works. You got to show people that you are a legitimate business and that those things are separate. So that can, and absolutely, it's very easy to open one. If you, once you apply, for a lot of people, once you set up that LLC, or even once you decide to be a sole proprietor, you can open up just a separate checking account and make sure that you're funneling all the income. Even if you're doing it as a side hustle and you say, I pay myself, you still need that bank account to track the money that is coming in.
Absolutely. And there's a grant out right now, ComcastRise.com, that a lot of people have been sharing it and talking about it. And one of the questions in that grant, and so if you're based in Virginia, check it out. There's some other states as well that are eligible. But it asks, what was your revenue over the last 12 months? And so you have to be able to determine that and have that information as one of their criteria. So thank you for bringing that up, certainly.
Yeah.
And as people are listening and talking, how can they connect with you and, you know, find out more about your company?
Yeah, for sure. Reach out to me directly. I'm always on Instagram at Dr. Tamara W. Dias. I'm on Twitter under the same. If you're on LinkedIn, absolutely request me there. I'm very active on LinkedIn. I have a newsletter that I put out every 2 weeks on LinkedIn called Cultivating Wealth. So if you're active there, follow me, connect, and subscribe to the newsletter because you'll get some gems there as well. I have a website, begoodsoil.com, and then I have a YouTube channel as well. If you just search my name, Dr. Tamara W. Dias.
All right, there you go. So bank account set up, ready to go. Other financial strategies to help entrepreneurs have smart money moves.
Yeah. So I always recommend once you have, you know, your goals in mind, once you have that account, I also want to remind you that it's important in the same way that you would for personal finances to be aware of your expenses and to set a budget. You want to do the same thing for your business. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs that aren't so strong with managing their personal finances. And then they decide to start side hustles or businesses and those same practices or lack thereof trickle over into how they run their business. And so some of you all might be listening too and thinking, I need to do this for myself. Like I need to set personal finance goals. I need to check my own personal bank account, get a savings account. I need to make sure I'm tracking expenses and budgeting personally. And you got to do the same thing in your business. So, you know, you need to be aware of how much it does it cost to run your business. If you are paying for certain subscriptions, if you have a co-working space fee that you pay monthly, if you're buying equipment, you want to be able to track how much it costs to run your business. Especially, I think, when you're an entrepreneur, because unless you're running usually a multi-million dollar company and it takes quite a while to get there, you need to know month to month, if as your revenue changes, how much you need to keep things going. And I meet a lot of entrepreneurs that will say, you know, I may have a great month where I bring in 15,000, but then I have a month where I bring in 1,000. Right. You need to know, if I have a month that brings in 1,000, how am I going to sustain my business in that month? And if you don't know how much it costs to run your business, you have no idea how to start planning and preparing for the ups and downs of entrepreneurship and being in business for yourself.
Yeah. And as a marketing consultant, like right in alignment with that, because the goal and the plan is to have like a promotional calendar and to have mapped out so that you hopefully don't go from 15,000 to 1,000.
Right.
There's probably some marketing activity or something that wasn't, you know, done in that period. And so I think this conversation is a nice fit for the marketing conversation and the sales conversation to help you with having a plan for the money. And so I see hearts and likes coming in. Thank you all that are just maybe even popping in. Somebody might have sent this to you. We're chatting here with Dr. Tamara Wilkinson Dias, a Good Soil Education. And so somebody might be saying, well, so are you an accountant? What's the difference between working with you and working with an accountant?
Fantastic question. I'm not an accountant. I'm the person that gets you right so you can effectively use an accountant. I am a financial coach. And so a lot of my clients, as I mentioned, they are coming to me sometimes thinking, you know, perfect example. I had a client come to me and she was like, oh, I have money and I'm ready to invest. And I was like, okay, invest in what? And she was like, I'm ready to jump all in the stock market. And so I said, well, hold on, before you, you know, ask me to recommend you to a banker so you can throw your money in the stock market, like, let's have a conversation. And within a few minutes, I realized she didn't have an emergency fund. She was saving for a new vehicle and she was getting ready to experience a pause in her income due to switching jobs. And so I immediately said, you know, I don't think investing this money is your next best option. Do I know someone who can do it for you? Yes. And I said, but the best thing you can do right now is build up your rainy day fund, get an emergency fund in place. Because if you take all of your money and throw it in the stock market, you're going to be looking up the next time something happens and wondering, how am I supposed to pay for this? Where is this money supposed to go? And so in order for you to work with maybe somebody who's going to invest in the stock market for you or make your retirement work, or in order for you, I think, to even work with a Charvette and work with a marketing consultant, to be able to be in a space mentally to say, here are my financial goals, here's what I'm trying to hit, or I don't even know like what I want to do financially. I've never even thought about what that means for me as a business owner. What do I need to think about? What types of goals do I need to set? I help people do that as well. And then I also help curate specific plans for what you need to do. So if you come to me and you say, I've started a business and I don't really know what I should be thinking about financially, then we'll have a conversation and I can curate a specific plan that will say, here are the top five things you need to do next to set yourself up financially. And then from there, you may decide, I want to go work with somebody and get a life insurance policy or a business insurance policy, or I need to go work with a banker and do this. But the goal is for me to give you a plan so you can save time and save money. And you're not just hopping around to all these different financial people or all these different business owners wondering like, well, if I just try something out, maybe it'll work. You'll get a plan that tells you, here's how you hit your goal. And here's the order you need to do things in.
Oh, beautiful. And we actually just talked last episode 727 about business insurance with Caitlin Sign. So that was just the last episode. So so I love that a plan, because sometimes people think, okay, she's a money coach, she's only going to be talking about budgeting. But no, this is like a plan, and plan for you personally, but then also plan for your business. So a lot of times people mention the rainy day fund for personal. What about a business having a rainy day fund? Or do you have any recommendations or thoughts around that?
Absolutely. And I always recommend for my clients that I coach personally to have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. As an entrepreneur, the recommendation is usually 6 to 12 months. Because a lot of people, if you're in a typical 9 to 5, for the most part, your income is usually guaranteed for a set amount of time. It doesn't fluctuate. You're going to get the same amount at whatever interval, but in entrepreneurship, it can vary depending on how you close sales. Now, obviously you don't want a huge gap, but some months are going to look different. And so having a stronger emergency fund will help set you up so that your business can continue, even if, you know, you don't close a client or somebody doesn't come through as you planned, or somebody decides they don't want to move forward. You're not having to drop your whole business because you're operating just month to month.
Yeah. And I think it also matters too, if you have products, so product-based businesses where you got to front load actually buying whatever it is you need to buy versus service-based. And so, so all of those considerations. And so how can people connect and work with you?
Absolutely. So if you find me on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, I'll have a link where you can directly book a free call with me. It'll be a one-on-one call just for me to learn a little bit more about you, where you are financially. I have a call that I can do for personal finances. So if you're someone that's like, Tamara, I need to get together financially. I need to manage my cash flow better. I need to get on a budget. And I'm looking for accountability. You know, I'm trying to build up retirement, or I'm trying to save for a home. If that's you, then we can direct the conversation there. Or if you're someone that's saying, I'm an entrepreneur and I need to make sure I have a plan for my business financially so that I can know how to price my services, or so I can know how to make it month to month. Can you give me some support? Then I have a coaching line for that as well. So you can book that free call. We'll chat, figure out which one is the best for you. And then I have that program is a 5-month one-on-one program where we directly work together twice a month. You get unlimited text support in between our meetings. Awesome. And then during our meetings, I'm directly holding you accountable, giving you support, making sure you're working towards those financial goals.
Wonderful. Awesome. Awesome. Dr. Tamara Wilkerson-Diaz earned doctorate there. And you can see the full bio because, you know,
it was not
another show. Full bio on charvette.com. If you're listening to the podcast, look down below in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, look in the show notes, all of the links, connection points. Definitely follow at the minimum. Follow, go look up Dr. Diaz on Instagram. She's got some amazing reels, was just dropping nuggets like all in her reels. She's got a great podcast, all of that over there. So definitely connect. And see where you can plug in and get some great things going. And so, gosh, our time just flew on by there.
It really did.
And so final kind of things that we just love our guests to give a response to. So the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Dr. Tamara Diaz.
You know, for me, I think it is wanting to see people win. When you intro'd me, you gave the intro of, you know, just wanting to give people the confidence to spend their money without stress, without worry. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I know that so many people financially, when your finances aren't together, it is hard for you to thrive mentally, emotionally. It's hard for you to feel good about life. And so for me, I'm just motivated at the hope that working with people will give them peace of mind and will give them the confidence that they need to just move forward in their finances, to not live in fear, and to just walk forward in their purpose and to be stronger in their financial futures.
Yeah, well said, well said. And just a little plug here. Thank you for being one of our past platform builder clients from several seasons ago. And you continue to make us look good and all
thank
of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One of the best decisions I ever made.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. So again, listeners, Charvette.com. If you're like, oh, I need to send this to somebody, jump over there and send that link there. Thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That was so, so, so good. Again, Charvette.com is the best place to send people to say, hey, you need to check out the video of this or listen to the podcast or the radio show version of this. And again, this segment was brought to you by the Platform Builder Program, which is my 12-month signature program, our trademark framework, the Platform Builder. And it's geared towards women entrepreneurs, women leaders who are ready to stop hiding, ready to come from all off the sidelines into the game and really work on their marketing, their visibility, and their branding, elevate their expertise. This is for you. And we're open for enrollment for our June cohort. It goes June 2024 to May 2025. Let's just have a conversation. If you jump over to platformbuilder.biz, you'll see a ton of information. I'm the type of consumer, I like a lot of information to make decisions. And so there's a ton of information there, but the bottom line, we'll jump on a Zoom and discuss if this is a good fit for you or not. And so I'm going to take out the show with letting you hear from one of our clients that we're just wrapping up working with. And listen, we pulled her in the hallway. She stopped by the office, didn't give her any prep at all. Vanira Mosby, she is the founder of Maximus Insurance. And so here's her comment. And thank you so much for being here as a part of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We'll take it out with this. Go over to Charvette.com, follow Dr. Tamara and connect with her, and you'll see all the links at Charvette.com. Thanks.
My experience with Platform Builder has been phenomenal. When I first began this journey, I was not sure if this was the right path for me. I looked at the cost, I looked at the time involved, I looked at my own personal schedule. Then I looked at some of the testimonials. I read her website, Charvette's website. And then, yes, I realized this was the thing for me because I wanted to increase my visibility using platforms. I wanted to increase my business in and of itself. From the very first moment of talking to Charvette, I felt extremely at ease. I've known Charvette long way before now. But on this level, this was something different. I felt very at ease. I felt very comfortable. And then I realized this was the thing for me after our very first meeting. When we came together in our cohort, meeting the other ladies, learning from them, them learning from me, us just vibing together, going to the Hey Girl Hey conference, just being in this whole... I forgot the most important thing was becoming an author. I have never ever in my wildest dreams ever thought that will be a part of my life, and it brings me to a little bit of tears to just to think about what I have done. I have not been a huge social media person. Anyone who knows me knows that about me. They know that I'll get on. If I get on, I'm not posting anything that is of importance, of any relevance, or anybody else's business on social media. But this has given me the comfort to be able to share me on social media, share my business on social media, and share some of my expertise on social media. So by far, I just one of the best experiences of my entire life, especially professionally. I would recommend it to anyone, anyone who wants just the camaraderie, just the camaraderie. When we do our photo shoots, come together, when we do our cohorts, come together, when we do group cohort, so our cohort with another cohort, when we all come together, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. It's just amazing that how women vibe together. Everybody always think that Black women especially, we are always angry. We don't want people to get to come up, come together. We cannot come together. We cannot do anything to help. I'm here to tell you that's not true. So if you are looking for something to help you graduate your business, your visibility to the next level, I would 125% recommend the Platform Builder with Charvette Mitchell. Thank you.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.